Okay, now we will start the meeting. Thank you for reminding me. We'll call the meeting to order. The first item is approval of the agenda. Does anyone have any comments or changes on the agenda? Otherwise, a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve
Second.
the way it sits.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next, we're on to conflicts of interest. Just a reminder that these are due annually, and we'll follow up with you after December 15th with a new conflict form. Based on today's agenda, are there any additional conflicts you'd like to declare?
None that I'm aware of.
None that I'm aware of.
Okay, next we'll turn to public comment. Seeing no members of the public present, we'll turn to your action items, which brings you minutes from your last meeting. Are there any comments or questions? Otherwise, a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion to approve the items or the meeting minutes from the last agenda.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second
Thank you. That's all in favor since there's just two of you.
it.
Next, we're on to resolutions. This brings you your 2026 annual admin resolution. This is the same document you adopted last year, telling CLA and WBA all the things we're going to do throughout the year to keep you in annual compliance. One thing I wanted to confirm with you is this anchor location where you currently are, Dave. Does that continue to work to be the anchor location?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and do these tentative meeting dates work? So we're going to set these as regular meetings. You can always change them as we get closer if something comes up, but we're looking at the third Friday of each quarter at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I know right now I can't do January, but it doesn't matter. We can change it to when we can do it.
Yep,
Okay.
that sounds great. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution with those comments or incorporated, excuse me?
Sure, I can make a motion to adopt the joint resolution for annual administrative resolution meetings.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Thank you. That would be all in favor. The next item is a resolution adopting district bylaws. As this was your first year of a district going under audit, the auditor has a point system. It's how they gauge how much of a fraud risk you are. And one of the things that helps you get more points, which is better, so you're less of a fraud risk, is adopting bylaws that set forth a number of specific items, such as the role of each officer, how money can be approved and spent, including things that might not be applicable to you, like how travel is approved and spent. So we've drafted these district bylaws out for review by CLA to help us get the most points possible, and are encouraging you and recommending you to adopt them here today so you can be deemed less of a fraud risk in the future. And I'll stop there and see if Shelby has anything to add.
I don't have anything to add unless there's any specific questions from the board.
So just to understand, we've done an audit already, is what you're saying. And right now, did they give us a point system, or we haven't done that audit yet?
Yeah, Dave, let me go into that a little bit more. So the district will have an annual audit beginning with the 12/31/25 year end. So that won't happen until next spring.
Okay.
Each year, there's a fraud risk assessment that we help prepare on behalf of the district that gets signed by you and Shane, I believe. And that just kind of details to the state auditor all of these, kind of policies and internal controls that are in place. And there's a grading system, like Megan kind of said. So with these bylaws, talking about, again, kind of the separation of duties for all the financial activity, et cetera, that helps the district to get a higher score. So then the district isn't, kind of put on the state auditor's list of a risky district. So that is kind of done following year end in conjunction with that annual audit process.
So, in your opinion, Shelby, are we doing everything right to gain a high score?
Yes. Yep. With the adoption of the bylaws that Megan discussed.
Okay. So, do we make a motion for that?
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second it.
All in favor? Thank you. Next, we're on to 2025 budget amendment. Turn it over to Shelby.
All right. Thanks, Megan. So, Board, this is a proposed budget amendment for the district's general fund, which is where all the administrative costs flow through. For 2025, legal expenses were higher than what we had initially projected. Megan can probably add a little bit more color there, but a lot of it was surrounding just kind of the use of the bond proceeds around the time that the bonds closed and capital matters. All of those are funded since there's no remaining kind of construction proceeds to cover those capital items. They're all covered through the working capital fund. And then we're also projecting the need for developer advance. I would anticipate, and we've have this shown in the 2026 budget, that for 2026 costs, we're a little bit closer to just kind of the 50,000 annual carve out that we've discussed previously. So just kind of a one-time increase here. Just for additional efforts. Megan, do you have any additional kind of color to add for the time that your team has spent this year?
Yeah, almost exclusively related to bonds. So you'll notice we haven't met since April. There's not been a ton of activity since your bonds closed. So we're keeping you in compliance with state law, keeping you up and running, but not doing a ton of things. But to get to closing, there was a ton of activity.
Good.
Do you have Megan, do you have like a breakout of that bill?
Yeah, I can send you all the bills, Ryan. We break them out by matter and by month.
Okay.
Would you like those?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Of course, no problem.
Just a review.
So, for purposes of today's meeting, this is just the tentative amended budget. We follow the same process for the annual budget. So, we'd be looking to the board to adopt this as a tentative 2025 amended budget. And then we'll have the public hearing later on this year, to then adopt the final.
Okay. So again, looking through it, the only thing that I see is development costs have gone down, or the budget amount has gone down, and legal has gone up. Am I missing something there?
Nope, that's correct.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve this budget, the amended budget for 2025.
Okay.
So this is the tentative. So,
Yes.
okay. So yeah, seconded.
So you'll have time to review before the public hearing. Do you want to go ahead and set that public hearing now? Typically, we look at the same date and time that you're meeting now, just 2 weeks out. So that would be Monday, November 10th. Is that a good time for you guys? We can look at different times if that doesn't work.
I should be fine. I mean,
That works for me.
yeah, what time are we thinking?
Does 11 work for you, Dave? We can do.
Sure, I can go 11. Let's plan on that.
Okay. That work for you, Shelby?
Yep, we can make that work.
Great. All right, then we're on to the 2026 tentative budgets. Turn it back to Shelby.
Hey, thanks, Megan. So let's start one more page down, page 15 of the packet. So 2026 tentative budget, starting with the general fund. Again, this is where all the administrative costs fall through. So looking at expenditures first, setting a total budget of about 51,000, which is in line with what we typically see as the annual administrative carve out and as defined in the bond documents. Accounting, we're bumping that up for 2026 since one, it'll be a full year. We'll have the audit preparation and working with the annual auditor. So just a little bit more time and effort for our team there. Annual insurance, that accounts for the annual cost of the Utah Local Governments Trust for the insurance and then the crime policy. And then for legal, we brought that down to about 18,000, which would just be really meeting kind of prep and coordination for the legal team, the administrative items that Megan's discussed. So again, anticipate that that'll kind of fall back down since the bond transaction has concluded. And then transfers out of 7,000, that is to cover the paying agent fees, which is the annual fee to UMB as the bond trustee. All of this is anticipated to be covered through developer advances. So we have that in at about 58,000. So the working capital fund is anticipated to be depleted. So then, Dave, we'd be looking to the developer to front those costs. And then once tax revenues start flowing through, that's how those costs would be covered in the future.
Okay.
Any questions or concerns on that? And then we'll track that so that if there's funds in the future to be able to repay those, we'll kind of keep that on the district's books for future repayment. Next page is the debt service fund. So activity here, we've estimated interest income based on kind of the current rates as of today. And then on the expenditure side, there's a scheduled payment on the 2025A bonds for just under 400,000, and then that 7,000 paying agent fee to UMB for their role as the bond trustee. All of the bond interest will be covered through capitalized interest that was funded at the time of the bond issuance. And then last page is the capital projects fund. We have no activity presented here since all project funds have been expended just right after bond closing. Then we also prepared a budget for district number two, which is just all zeros since that district really has no activity, not presenting anything here. Any questions or feedback on any of this?
Oh, honestly, I don't know what questions to answer. There's just two rules that I don't understand. So it is what it is. Ryan, do you have questions?
I don't. The only thing I flagged was the legal issue from the 25 budget. But so maybe just the only question I have from the district number one. There's no activity on that. Which portion of the development is that, Dave?
So that there's well, district number one is the stuff, the funds that we've already pulled out right now. That's my understanding. Development number two, or the district number two, we haven't closed on a PID yet. Well, we've closed on a PID, but we haven't drawn anything out on the bottom half. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that's right. So the PID number one is phases 1 through 11,
Yeah.
but we were able to pull everything out with the improvements that we've done through phases 1, 6, 4, and 7.
Yeah.
Can you see this map here, Ryan? Does
Yeah.
that help?
Yeah. Thank you. Good. Yeah, I think I'm good.
Right. Again, we're looking for a motion to adopt the 2026 tentative budgets and to set that public hearing date for November 10th.
Make the motion to adopt the budget that we've just discussed.
Seconded.
All in favor? Okay, next we're on to the end of the agenda. Just a reminder to complete your training. I know Shanice has been helping send in some certificates for that. Is there any other non-action items the board wishes to take up today?
Has anyone not, have we not finished that, the training?
I believe we're all up to date. Ryan, I know I have yours. I can look it up. I can track it. And if anything is missing, I'll let you know. But I think this group is up to date.
Yeah, I believe Shane sent his over about the same time as mine, a month or so ago.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So we will plan to see you in a couple weeks. Hope everyone has a great week. We'll get a calendar invite out for November 10th.
Quick question,
Great.
just
Yeah, of course.
administrative. Do I need to sign the minutes from the April 2025 meeting?
We'll handle everything via Adobe Sign, Ryan,
Okay.
unless there's a preferred way you'd like us
No.
to. Okay.
That's fine.
You'll get an email from us within a day after this meeting asking for your signature on this.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, thank you everyone. Have a good week. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye.